power of pain. And I'll only be a few minutes. Let's pray with me. Father, today, I pray your strength on every life here. Lord, as I talk about some of these that are relevant to where we are today, I pray that by the power of your Holy Spirit, that you would lift every person. You would cause us to see your perfect plan and purpose for our lives. For that, I give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. Everybody said amen. If you have your Bible and you want to look at it, I'm going to go to the scripture, Psalm 119 and verse 67. I've talked about this in times gone by. A.W. Tozer said, "It is doubtful whether God can bless a man greatly until he is wounded. He's been wounded deeply." That's not a favorite saying, but I always keep that in the back corner of my mind, that even through some of the most challenging moments of my life, I learned that God will use those times to release me into something greater than I could ever imagine. And life's pain either conforms you to the image of Christ, or if you allow it, it will deform you. And usually the choice is up to you and I, how we will allow life's pain to influence us. Because we've all spoken to both that have gone through the same spectrums, where one is trusting God and the other one is upset and they are cursing God. And each one of us has had the opportunity afforded to us to face the pain, and we are thrusted into this process of making a decision. And pain is inevitable, but discovering God's victory in the midst of the pain, the process is optional. We must make up our minds today that whatever we face with God's help, we can overcome it. It can be difficult to get through some of the challenges in life that we go through, but with God on our side, we can get through that, because you and I will see people that no matter what they go through, that God will remain in the midst of their trial and in the midst of their pain. And they will find God's strength in the middle of the issues that they're facing. He'll come alongside of them, and they will depend on him to sustain them, to trust him, to lift them up in the hardest of those times. And how we face painful situations is how we will view our future in our life. And David had this. He had this come to him, and he finds a testimony in the test that he is going through in his life. And he uses a word here in the NIV called affliction. He says in Psalm 119, verse 67, he said, "Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I obey your word." Listen to that again. "I was afflicted, I went astray, but now," before I was afflicted, I went astray, "but now I obey your word." And I find that out, not only in my life, but the lives of others, that sometimes we go through afflictions in our lives because we have this tendency to get caught up in the undercurrent that the world puts us in and draws us away from the perfect plan and the purpose that God has for our lives as individuals. And he has a purpose and he has a plan for your life and mine. We cannot let the enemy short circuit that and settle for something that is so much less than what he has called us to do and called us to be. And David said, "Before I was afflicted, I did go astray. I wandered in my own way. I got caught up with the things, the desires, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, the lust of the eyes. I wanted what I wanted when I wanted it. And because of that, it pulled me in a direction and it caused me to suffer an affliction." Now, there's sometimes that in our lives that we don't have to go astray to be afflicted. We can be in the perfect will of God and the enemy can assault us in a way and we can receive and we can go through that affliction. And I know some people, you want to say, "Well, you know, if I'm a Christian, you should never have any affliction or any pain." And nothing could be further from the truth. You will go through pain. You will go through affliction. You will go through disappointment. You will be hurt. You will be let down. You will be talked about. You will walk through the hallway of the haters. But God, let me tell you, he's at the other side of that. Come on, do you believe that today? He is on the other side of it. But then he says in verse 71, he said, it was good for me to be afflicted. I'm not there with that yet all the time. He said, it was good for me to be afflicted so I might learn your decrees. There is something for you and I to learn in the middle and in the midst of our affliction. There is something that we can gain from trusting God when we go through pain, when we go through trials, when we go through a hardship. There is something that we can learn. And there is a line that we can stay in the plan of God, or we can cross that line and we can become bitter and we can become jaded and we can become our minds closed off and our eyes blinded because we don't want God to touch us to help our lives. We want to stay mad. We want to stay bitter. We want to stay jaded. We want to be angry with God and the world. But David said, I learned something in there. I learned to trust in the Lord. He said in verse 92, if your law had not been my delight, I would have perished in my affliction. He said in verse 93, I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have held my life together. You preserved me. He said, David said, I needed something to keep me moving forward. He said, before I was afflicted, I wandered in my own direction. I went my own way. I did what I wanted to do. If it feels good, I did it. All I wanted to be, and I despise this statement, all I want to do is be happy. And people do everything they can do to be happy. And God never says that you're going to be happy all the time. You are going to go through some pain, but the joy of the Lord is your strength. Not the happiness that is temporal, that goes away after a nighttime of frolic and sin or whatever it is that drags you in. Oh, I'm preaching to somebody today. God wants you to be free from those desires that pull you in a direction of your own device. And he says, before I was afflicted, I went my own way. I allowed those things to carry me off and away from a direction instead of moving in the direction that God has called me to be. And for some of you today, I feel this in my heart. Today is a new beginning for some of you. For some of you today, you're going to have to make a decision. You're going to walk away from some of the things that you're comfortable with and move into the dimension where God wants to pull you and use you and anoint you for service for something great. He says to you, he says now, David says, now I obey your word. Your word became such light and hope to me during my affliction, that my affliction caused me to learn your decrees and your ways better than I had ever known them before. Because affliction brings you into a position to receive something. Woo! Afflictions will put you in a chokehold and they will cause you, you'll have to submit. Today, you will make a choice whom you will serve. I just feel God on that right now. The prophet stood up to the people and says, choose ye this day whom you're going to serve. You're either going to serve the prophets of Baal, the world, and everything that he has, or you're going to make a decision to choose me and go in the direction that I've called you to go. And you know, when you do that, can I tell you, my brothers and sisters, you don't lose anything, you gain life. Whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's sake, they will find life. Oh, amen. You'll find what you're looking for. You'll find what your heart is longing for when you forget the things that your own personal temporal body wants and desires and craves. When you serve him, you find what you really want. Oh, when I found the Lord, I found the longing of my heart. I was fulfilled in my life. He met my need where I was. I wasn't lonely anymore. I wasn't afflicted anymore. God met me where I was. And David said, unless I delighted in your word, you forced me. It brought me to my knees. And not always is it because of our own doing, but we live in a fallen world and we go through challenges. But pain is not an option. Misery is. I've said that before. And he wants to speak to you and I in the middle of our pain. And David said the only way that I could get out of it was through Knowing your word. What does God say to me in the midst of it? He says, when I delighted in the word, when I placed my confidence and my security measures in the hope of God, in the word of the living God, then my life changed. Then my afflictions were minimized and my hope and my strength grew to a level that I never thought was possible. And God, then he displays himself through me, through a power, through a manifestation in my life that's not natural, but supernatural. And I'm able to do things that I never thought I could do. And I'm able to be what I never thought I could be. I'm able to go where I never thought I could go. Because it's not now just my natural ways pulling me. Now I have this push from God that is helping me in every direction that I need to go. And without his word over my life, I am as susceptible to every evil that comes my way. You are not born a particular way to fail. You are born with a purpose in your life. You were born created by God. The Bible says in Psalm 139, when I was forming you in your mother's womb, he said, I was there. I saw you. Your substance was yet unformed. And I blessed you and I spoke over your life. And I called you into the being of this world to do something powerful and great that no one else could ever do. You and you alone are the one that he has called. Come on, you need to get excited about that today. God is talking to you. You may be in a tough place today, but God, he told Isaiah in Isaiah chapter 40 in verse 10, he said, I have refined thee, not with silver, but I have chosen thee in the furnace of your affliction. Who am I speaking to today? You could be in the middle of something tough and hard. And God says, in the middle of that, I'm choosing you. And you're here today. And maybe you're experiencing some pain. God's got something great for your life. He's going to speak life. He's going to lift you up again. He's going to help you again. He's going to pass over you and touch your life with hope and with joy and with a purpose. And you're in a place today to receive that. I want to end with these three thoughts. And then we're going to partake in communion together. Number one, you need to embrace what God can do in your life. Zephaniah 3:17, I love this. The Lord your God in your midst, the mighty one, he will save you. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with great singing. That's God. My brothers and my sisters, embrace that. He's over you now. When we were singing today, there were angelic hosts that were joining. God himself was singing and rejoicing over you with his truth and with his love. Embrace what he wants to do in your life. Amen. Embrace it. Number two, you need to commit yourself fully to the plan of God for your life. Because even if you are feeling like something has changed because of your pain, stay with God's plan. Come on today. Stay the course. Don't back up. Don't back out. Get on track with God. He's got something great for you. And you can't let the hallway of the haters to pull you back into something that you are never created or called to be. You are called to do something great for God. The hand of God is upon you. He's blessed you. He's anointed you. He's called you. He's saved you. The Bible says he's lifted you up out of a miry pit. And he set your feet on a solid rock. And that wasn't just for you to stand around and look good, but for you to do the work that he's called you to do. Come on. I feel like preaching right now. Psalm 30, verse 5. I've read this 10,000 times. His anger lasts for a moment. His favor lasts for a lifetime. Weeping. I got to read it like I learned it out of the King James. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Come on, you need to hear that. I said, weeping may go on all night, but there's joy in the morning. God's got some joy for some of you today, this morning, right here in the house of God. He's got joy for your life. Commit yourself to his plan. And the third thing is, last, serve the Lord. Come on today. This is always the best way to stay connected with your plan, with the plan God has and the purpose for your life. You know, if you're serving, you say, well, I just don't know what I should do. Start doing. God will move you. You start doing one thing and that's not his plan. He's big enough to tell you, oh, I want you over here. I want you doing this. I want you going there. I want you helping out with this. I want to use the gifts and the talents and the purposes that I placed in your life for everyone in this world. Isaiah 60, over 700 years prophesied before the birth of Christ. He says, he speaks these. He says, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises on you. See, darkness covers the earth and thick darkness is over the peoples, but the Lord rises on you and his glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light, kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look about you, all assemble and come to you. Your sons come from afar and your daughters are carried on the hip. Then you will look and be radiant. Your heart will throb and swell with joy. The wealth of the seas will be brought to you. To you, the riches of the nations will come. Serve the Lord with all of your heart and watch God do something that you never thought he could do. Come on today. Do you receive that today? Come on, do you receive it? Come on, you ought to give God a better praise than that. Do you receive that today? Those who are going to help with communion, come on down. Let's prepare our heart before the Lord today to receive what he wants in our lives today, to do what he has called us to do today. I want to pray for you before we even partake of this. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to start handing the cup and the bread out. When you receive that, I want you to hold it. We're all going to partake together. If you've never given your life to Christ, you need to do that today. You need to do that right now. Just say, God, come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Live inside of me. Forgive me of my sin. Come on, you can do that right now, right where you're at. God, be the Lord of my life. Then when you receive the cup and the bread, I want you to bow your head. I want you to close your eyes. I want you to think, where are you today? Maybe you're going through some pain in your life. Let him speak to you today. Thank you, Lord God. Great things he hath done for you and I today. When you receive the cup and the bread, I want you to hold it. We'll all partake together. Thank you, Jesus. Let something beautiful and powerful transpire in your life today. Some of you need to let some old things go. You need to let some old people go. Hurt you, wounded you, afflicted you. Move on. Let it go. Some of you are you're in the middle of that. You're walking through that hallway right now. People are, they're critical, they're judgmental. Going to get to the place where that's not going to afflict you any longer. Oh, thank you, God. Some of you have a struggle embracing what God wants to do in your life, but all God wants to do in your life is increase you, show his love, and put great value on your life today. Thank you, God. There's some families here today, maybe that have been just disconnected and broken. This is a moment for a dad today. I'm so proud of all the men that came down. You're the force behind the work of the Lord here. What great plans He has. But I just sense in my heart, family, maybe, Mom, you're here alone today and you know things are broken in your home. I want you to trust God in the next few moments when we participate in His cup and the bread, the body, the blood of the Lord Jesus together. We praise Your holy name, God. When you receive it, hold it. We'll all partake together. Yes, God. If you were not served, I want you to raise your hand right now. Wave so we know. We want to make sure everyone is served. You have to put your hand way up in the air so we could see it. Anyone? Thank you, Jesus. Take the bread. Jesus said, "This is my body. This has been broken for you." Thank you, Lord God. Father, today as we partake of the bread, the body of the Lord Jesus, we remember what You have done for us today, God. We put all our trust, all our hope in You, God, right now. I pray, God, that today for some that are here that have just been struggling, Lord, I pray that You'd bring them closer to the cross right now. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Let's partake of the bread, the body of the Lord Jesus together. Thank you, Lord. In the same way, He took the cup. This is my blood. It's been poured out for you. In His blood, He provided salvation, redemption, healing. I feel like talking to a dad today just for a minute. He can put your broken family back together. Thank you, God. He can fix what's been broken. I feel the Lord in that right now. Sir, He can lift you up. He can help you. He can restore your life. Jesus took the cup. He blessed it. He says, "As often as you drink this, remember what I have done for you." God, we thank You today. Let's partake of the cup of the Lord Jesus. I'd like some prayer people, if you would, to come down front. I'm going to close in prayer right now. Thank you, Jesus. If you need prayer for anything else in your life, if you gave your life to Jesus today, I want you to come down and tell somebody here. I want to give you a Bible. I want to help you. I want to pray for you. Come down and tell somebody what took place in your life today. Spirit of the living God. Musicians, quiet. Just a moment, please. Spirit of the living God, pour out upon Your people in a powerful, in a mighty way right now, I pray. Do it for Your glory. Do it for Your honor, Lord. I pray that even as I'm praying today in Your house, that, Lord, you are raising up somebody. You are drawing somebody closer to who you are today. And God, for that, I give you all the praise and all the glory for it. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. And everyone said amen. I love you. If you need prayer today, I want you to come down before you go. Hey, listen, bless somebody around you, near you today. Tell them it's great to see them in God's house today. If you need prayer, you come on down before you leave. God bless you today.